This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. officials have said the Islamic State terrorist group's Afghan affiliate was behind Friday's attack in Russia that killed 137 people. But Kremlin officials, including President Vladimir Putin, are accusing Ukraine of involvement. VOA's Arash Arbasadi brings us more.
Putin addressed the nation and, without evidence, said the attackers were moving towards Ukraine and that a passage was prepared for them on the Ukrainian side to cross the border. It is a claim refuted by U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, who spoke with ABC News as carried on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter.
No, there is no whatsoever any evidence. And in fact, what we know to be the case is that ISIS-K is actually, by all accounts, responsible for what happened.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russian forces invading his country could have stopped such a deadly attack if not preoccupied by war. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
Officials claim two of the four suspects charged with carrying out the concert hall attack in Moscow have admitted guilt for the incident in a Russian court. The four were formally charged Sunday with committing a group terrorist attack resulting in deaths. The offenses carry a maximum sentence of life imprisonment. Polling stations in Senegal began closing on Sunday evening, and election workers started tallying ballots that would determine the country's fifth president. After a turbulent campaign season that saw the election delayed and politicians released from prison, at stake is the potential end of a regime that's failed to stop economic hardship in one of coup-prone hit West Africa's more stable democracies. This is VOA News. Israel signaled openness on Sunday to allowing the return of Palestinians displaced from the northern Gaza Strip as part of a truce. Talks that were going on, apparent accommodation of a core demand of Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The warring sides have stepped up negotiations, mediated by Qatar and Egypt, on a six-week suspension of Israel's offensive in return for the proposed release of 40 of the 130 hostages still held by the Palestinian militant group in Gaza. Over 130 of the nearly 300 abducted schoolchildren in Nigeria's north were freed on Sunday after weeks in captivity, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The children were rescued more than 124 miles away from their school in Kaduna, according to a Nigerian military statement. In the northwestern state of Kaduna, 287 students were marched into the forests as terrified families watched helplessly. No group has claimed responsibility for the kidnapping, which locals have blamed on bandit groups known for mass killings and kidnappings for ransom. Nigeria's president vowed to return all the children home without paying a dime. However, ransom is usually paid by the children's families and not mentioned by authorities. I'm Karen Chamas.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump is due in a New York court for a key hearing in his hush money case after late evidence delayed the start of the trial, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Donald Trump's hush money case in New York is set for a crucial hearing on Monday. That's when a judge will weigh in on when the former president will go on trial. Trump has pleaded not guilty to falsifying business records, but prosecutors say he did it as part of an effort to protect his 2016 presidential campaign by burying stories of an extramarital affair. Jury selection was set to start Monday, but was postponed after tens of thousands of pages of records from a previous federal investigation made their way to the defense. Trump's lawyers say this warrants a case dismissal or at least a delay by 3 months. Julie Walker, New York.
Brazilian police arrested three people on Sunday, including a federal lawmaker and former police chief accused of planning and ordering the 2018 murder of a Rio de Janeiro city council member and her driver. Brazil's justice minister told a news conference the arrests close a six-year-old case that offered a look at how organized crime has infiltrated public institutions in Rio. Federal police arrested a congressman, his brother, who's a counselor on the Rio de Janeiro State Audit Court, and a former Rio police chief. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.